So, picking up at number 7. Edim she'in yodim lichto makarim lemnar cholakum emloyenis krom dio. Right? So, upirish Rashi, demesartim veroshim misakna lemnar. Right? So, what's the case of makarim lemnar cholak? Zach Rashi, it's talking about you scrape it with a knife on top of the paper. So, Tosas asks, v'kasha haksav lagabiksav, lo mahani b'chassim as edim kumura, come on. Right? Tosos asked on Rashi that it's going to be a case of ksav agav ksav, meaning if we're choshesh that makarim lemnar cholak is a reshima, maybe that's going to be considered a ksiva, and the writing on top of that's going to be ksav agav ksav, and the Gemara on that yud tes says ksav agav ksav is possible to get in. So what's pshat? So there's three mahalchim in the Rishonim, right? So we had Tosos in the Rajba. Tosos in the Rajba says makarim lemnar cholak is just a reshima. So either Tosos' lesson is that you're only roshim ktsas, or the Rajba says that we're discussing Rishima, so therefore it's not a ksiva. Regardless, the Rishima in this case is not going to be chashev enough to be considered a ksiva. The Ran explains that no, we're misari miktas kol osvos. The Ran explains that it's like kind of like a connected dots kind of thing. So it's a connected dot, so it's not really a ksav. So therefore, the ksav that's on top of that is not going to be ksav agabe ksav. It's just going to be ksav agabe connected dots. So therefore, it's fine. So that was the Ran. The Me'iri explains much more pashut. The Me'iri says that ksav agabe ksav is only an issue and it's the same mim. Meaning dio agabe sikra, they're both some sort of like ink, they're both some sort of whatever it is, so that's going to be an issue. But the Me'iri explains that let's say it's dio agabe reshima, or dio agabe chakika. So in that case, it's not going to be an issue. Because it's not the same min. So as long as it's nikr, that the ksav elyon is not the same thing as the ksav tachton, it's not an issue of ksav agabe ksav. So these are the three issues, and they're showing them why. Why makram lemnar cholak umlonis kram dio? Why that's not going to be an issue of ksav agav ksav? Question 8. Mahik should be Yerushalmi hadim makram lemnar cholak. So the Yerushalmi asks that if we're going to say makram lemnar cholak, frek Yerushalmi v'halok ksav rishonahu. So there's different mahakam in the Rishonah how to understand the question of Yerushalmi. We say that Rashi would lechora understand the question v'halok ksav rishonahu as this whole question of Tosos says, isn't it ksav agav ksav? Meaning, halo ksav rishonu, that there's a ksav rishon, so writing on top of that is going to be ksav agav ksav. That's what how Rashi maybe would explain the Yerushalmi. And then we said that the Yerushalmi answers that no, ukagon shem marchiv lehem esakara. That the case is that they're marchiv lehem esakara. So what does that mean, right? Matir to Yerushalmi lefi Mordechai lefi Miri. So right, the Mordechai explains that marchiv lehem esakara means that basically they made like some sort of a stencil. But they made a stencil, and that's what they filled in. Mark Lemesakara, that they widened the stencil or whatever it is, so that they can write it in. The Me'iri explains differently. The Me'iri explains that Mark Lemesakara means like they sort of made like a bubble letter, meaning within the realm of Rashi, the suita that they made was a very thick one that was kind of like a bubble letter. So Bahai isn't a ksav agav ksav. The question of Yerushalmi, Bahalo, ksav rishonu. So the Yerushalmi answers, no, it's Marchav Mesakara. They made a very wide bubble letter. So therefore, it's not ksav agav ksav because they wrote within the bubble letter. So it's not like they wrote the A or wrote the Aleph, let's say, with the sirut, and then they wrote on top of it. No, they made like a bubble letter Aleph and they filled that in, and that was so it wasn't an issue of ksav agav ksav because they were machal nesakar. They made some sort of thick bubble letter. Ketzabira tosas divri Yerushalmi lefi Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chanano. The problem is that that's the understanding of the Yerushalmi lefi Rashi, because or within whatever. Yeah, that's within on. We'll say it simply within the realm of Rashi. It's not really true. But within the realm of Rashi, that's a way to understand the Yerushalmi. But the Rabbeinu Chananu explains Pashtus is Makram Lemnar Chalak doesn't mean what Rashi's saying. He means already how the Me'iri, the Mordechai understands the Maskana of the Yerushalmi. Rabbeinu Chananu understands Makram Lemnar Chalak means that they made a stencil. So what's the question according to Rabbeinu Chananu? It's not a Ksav Rishonah. There's no Ksav Rishon. So what does that mean, V'halo Ksav Rishonah? So Rabbeinu Chananu, Tosu explains that Rabbeinu Chananu will understand the Yerushalmi's V'halo Ksav Rishonah, who if it's a stencil, when you fill it in, it's not going to be nicker that it's it's someone else's chasima. Therefore, the question of the Yerushalmi is that there's no kiyum. So if you can't, meaning once you write it, once you have a stencil, if you fill in the stencil, then it's not going to be nicker that it's this guy's signature, and therefore it's going to be there's going to be no kiyum. To which the Yerushalmi answers, Marchiv lemehem esakara. That it's a thick it's like a very wide stencil. So the way they fill in the stencil is going to be nicker. So if it's nicker, then there is an ability for kiyum. That was question number 8. Question 9. Ha'im tzarech din ksav l'chasimas edim olam. right? So Rebbe's not asking for what we're asking for. We're going to give Tosfos, the Gemara Lamavav, and the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Chazon Ish pretty much say the same thing. So according to Tosfos asks this whole question, I ksav agab ksav, so l'chore it's possible. So within the question, Tosfos l'chore is understanding that you need a din ksiva. Because if it was ksav agab ksav, it would not be a din ksiva. So that would be an issue. So for the chasim of the Edom, you do be'etzem need a din ksiva according to Tosfos. But the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav says that there were different Amorayim that we chosen with a, they were Tzayr Tzura, right? The one Amora would make like a, kind of like a boat. They would make like a flag, whatever different things. They make different things. So that's not a ksiva. They made like a picture. So if they made a picture, that Lechora, according to the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav, there is no din ksav by the Chasim HaSeidim. Okay, so the Trumas HaDeshen discusses this case. That let's say this, there was this aid whose name is Reuven ben Yaakov. And instead of the ayin in Yaakov, he accidentally wrote a shin. And then he like erased the letter of the shin to make it into an ayin. So by doing that, he was lechayer. He was chak tochos. So chak tochos we know doesn't have a din ksiva. So the question of the Trumas HaDeshen is that going to be an issue by Chasim HaSeidim? Is chak tochos an issue by Chasim HaSeidim? So right, if you have the case, meaning if you have a shin and then you erase this leg of the shin, it kind of makes it into an ayin. So that's the same thing as chak tochos. Chak tochos is like you like etch around the letter. So it's the same thing. So the Trumas HaDeshen quotes Yesh Omrim that says the same thing as Ksav Agab Ksav. Just like Ksav Agab Ksav is possible by Chasim HaSeidim because we need a Din Ksiva, so too Chak Tochos is not a Ksav, so it's also going to be possible. So again, that's not literally what he says, but Be'etzim is what he's saying. He's saying that we need a Din Ksiva, and so therefore it's going to be a Psul. But the Trumas HaDeshen himself says, no, that's not true. You totally misunderstood the whole Psul of Ksav Agab Ksav. The reason Ksav Agab Ksav is possible like the Trumas HaDeshen is because we need the Chasim HaSeidim to be a Davar Chadash. We need them to bring in something new. We need a unique imprint of the Eidim on the get. So, Ksav Agab Ksav, it's not that. Ksav Agab Ksav is not a unique imprint because they just wrote on top of the Ksav. So that's why there's a Psul. It's not that we need a Din Ksiva. We need something that shows us that there were new Eidim on the get. So, Chak Tochos, Dr. Trumas HaDeshen, is not an issue by the Chasim HaSeidim. Chak Tochos L'Chayer is going to be fine. We need a Din Ksiva by the Ksivas HaGet. We don't need a Din Ksiva by the Chasim HaSeidim. Bein Bashar Shtars or Bein Begitin. We don't need this Din Ksav. So the issue is, okay, we need something original. So Chak Tochos, that's going to be fine. He etched out the letter and that's a Davar Chadash. So that L'Chayer is going to be fine. And the Chazon Ish L'Chayer says the same thing. He says that Ksav Agab Ksav is not an issue. It's only an issue because we need something original. Ksav Agab Ksav. So therefore, we just need something original. But if we don't have something original, Zak Lachashin is ilu dochas muklal. But it's not because we need a din ksav; it's because we need something original, just like the Trumas HaDeshen. That was number 9. Number 10. Edim she'en yodim likros korin lifneim b'chosmin. I tzarchi and damaych lo chashiv ke'ed mi pe'ed. Right? Tosfos hints to this question that if within the case of the Gemara that we read to the Edim that don't know how to read and then they are Chosim, that's Edim Pi Ed. They only know about the whole what's written in the Shtar because of the original Edim, and their Edis is Lechari going to be Edim Pi Ed. So there were 3 Mahalchim in the Rishonim we gave, and then Rabbi's asking for the Machlok. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. So Tosfos explains that it's not Edim Pi Ed because the original Edis that were Korea, that they're not they're not talking about the Ikar HaMaisa. Right, the Ikar Maisa L'Chor is Dasa Meschayev. So they're just reading the get. They're not talking about, oh, there's Dasa. That's not what they're doing. They're not talking about the Ikar Maisa. So their Edus is not in the Ikar Maisa. So it's not going to be AMPA. That was Tosos. The Rajba quotes an Ikamanda Amar that says, we're dealing with a case where the Edim really Be'etzim know how to read. It's just that they can read, it was written a little bit of in a funny way, so they can only read this one, Bedochak. So in that case, since they can read themselves bedochak, but just it's hard for them to read, suck the Ikamanda Amar, Edmi P8 is going to work in a context like this. The Rajba argues with the Ikamanda Amar, and the Rajba presents another daya, and he says that the reason that the Edmi P8 is going to be fine in this case is because the Milsa David Legluya de Acherim. So once it's a Milsa David Legluya, we're not going to say it's an issue of Edmi P8. Okay. So Rebbe's asking for what's the machlokas between Tosos and the Ikamanda Amar. Right, again. Tosos says that the reason that it's not an issue of Edmi P8 in this case is because they're not made, the original Edim are not made on the Ikar Maisa. But the Ikamanda Amar says it's only not an issue of Edmi P8 because they can read it themselves. They're just the other Edim are just helping them out, and they're helping them read it. So the machlokas lechora, we said, is how much Edmi P8 is going to be kosher. What's the gather of Edmi P8? According to the Ikamanda Amar and the Rajba, we said Edmi P8 is only going to be kosher in this context if the original Edim are only being misayaya. But if it's an actual Edus, then no, that's the psul of Edmi P8. But when they're just being misayaya, it's not an Edus, so it's not an issue. Tosos held that no, it's an actual eidos. It's only kosher though because they're not made on the Ikar Maisa. So therefore, it's not an issue. Meaning, even if the original eidos according to Tosos is an eidos, then it's still fine, just as long as it's not in the Ikar Maisa. Okay, question 11. In the Gemara, we said ishtemudainu v'chulei v'afilu karo v'afilu isha. Right, we said that different people could be made in the case of being makir the achiv le'inin chalitza. Meaning, if the woman's husband was nifter, and she needs to know which guy she's supposed to do yivum or chalitza to. So we said, and even a karov and isha, these different people can be made who the brother is. So lama lo tzarech shnei edim mahakir achiv hamis le'inin chalitza b'ma nechgu b'zeh harash b'aram b'tam adaber. So we said that you only need one aid to be makir who the brother is. The question is why. So the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, the Rambam says Isha Ebe v'Katan. As long as they're able to understand what's going on, it's going to be fine. They could be the ones who are telling us who it is. Why? The answer is like the Rambam, because it's a milsa David l'gluya idei achirim, and therefore there's no chashash mashaker. Meaning, once it's a milsa David l'gluya idei achirim, they're not going to lie because someone else is going to come in and tell us that they're wrong. So if it's a case of a milsa David l'gluya idei achirim, there's no chashash mashaker, and we're going to give them bonus even to one guy. The Rush says that it's just Eidus Hakara. So Eidus Hakara is not really a real Eidus. It's like a Hechsher to the Eidus. So if it's just an Eidus Hakara, therefore you don't need two Eidim, and even one guy is going to be Naaman. Okay. So V'tein Od Makom Sha'aram Meka Le'inyin Eidus HaPishitaso. So we said that the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokus of the case of Eidus Isha. The Rambam holds that the reason that by Eidus Isha that the Eid Echad is going to be Naaman, meaning by Mises Abal, that's Eidus Isha. That the Zakta Rambam, the reason that by Eid is Isha, Eid Echad's Naaman, the Rambam explains just like what we just said, because it's a Milsa David Ugluya Ade Achirim, right? It's a Milsa David Ugluya Ade Achirim, therefore, there's no Chashash Meshaker, it's fine. But the Ravid Paskins, like the other day in the Gemara, the Ravid Paskins, that the reason that an Eid Echad is Naaman is because Isha Daiko Mintzaba. A woman's not going to just haphazardly get married based on the Eidus of one guy. She's going to look into it herself. She doesn't want her kids to be Mamzerim. She doesn't want whatever. So Isha Daiko Mintzaba, she's not going to get married unless she looks into it herself. So it's not that there's no Chashash Meshaker, but it's just that we think that she's going to be more Medik Daik. So we said, what's the Nafkamin? The Nafkamin is a case where, let's say, the husband and wife got into a fight, and then the husband went away for a little bit, and someone came back and said, oh, your husband was Nifter. So according to the Rambam, the woman could get married based on that Eidus, because it's a Milsa David Lugli, so nothing's changed. According to the Ravid, we said, Isha Daika Uminsaba is not going to apply in this case, because the woman, maybe she just wants to get married again. She's done with this guy, they got into a fight, she's fed up, she's willing to just get married again. She's not going to be as Medik Daik in this case. So, okay, so maybe that's an Afghan, and that's going to be a case where the Rambam, based on Ishita, is going to be more Mekil than maybe other people. We said, it's really... It's not Pashim, because it's a Machlokas Deis in the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't Paskin if Eidus Isha, Eid Echad Naaman, Mishom, Milsa David Ugluye, or Isha Daiko Mintzaba, and it comes down to a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, to which the Rambam ends up having this Kula. Okay, question 12. Das HaRambam hi, She'im Amar, Tein Shtar Shechir Zela Avdi, Eim Yochel Lachzar Bo. So Machidish B'zeh Rashi, Kodem Chazar, right? Rashi and Daftes explains that, okay, the Chachamim hold that a shtar shikher is a zchus. And everyone holds zachem adam shol b'fanav. So if shtar shikher is a zchus, so why, if a person says tein gedzel avdi, tein gedzel avdi, why is he not able to be chose? So Rashi explains that according to the Chachamim, we say zachem adam shol b'fanav, and a shtar shikher is a zchus. So if a shtar shikher is a zchus, so once it's given liyad hashliach, so the Adon, the zchus that's going to go to the Eved is that the Adon can't be chozer. Right? That's the zchus that goes. And what's more, it's not just one, again, right, that the Adon can't be chozer, meaning he has to end up freeing the Eved at some point. And not just that, the shikhar is not going to be chal unless it gets to the hand of the Eved. So Rashi sort of makes this split. Meaning, I would think that if you're saying zachon l'adam shlo b'fanav and ashtar shikhar is a zchus, I would think that, okay, yeah, the Baal can't be chozer, but also the Eved is going to be freed right away, right? Zachon l'adam shlo b'fanav, meaning once it gets to the out of the shliach, l'chora, the Eved should be free la'alter. And that's Taka Tosas' question. Tosas asks, how can the zchus not happen la'alter? It doesn't make any sense. What's Rashi making this chilek for? Once it's matli yedei shliach, the shikhar should be chal. It's zachon l'adam shlo b'fanav. What's going on? What's more is that Tosas points out it's L'chora Astir and Rashi. He says, this is Rashi Kodim Chazara. Okay, Derech Agav, that's another point. But Ba'etzim, we're asking, how can Rashi be machalik between the two? How can Rashi say, on the one hand, that the Adon can't be chozer because it's a zchus, and on the other hand, he says that, oh, it's also not, it's not, nah, he's not freed until it's matul yadei. It doesn't really make sense. So, Ketzet Eshel Levar Shitasa, right? So we explained Rashi based on the Ketzos. That the Ketzos quotes the Rambam who makes the same chiluk. The Rambam says that if you say Zechu Getzeh La'avdi, that it's chal right away. Okay, but the Rambam discusses the same case as us, that if you say Tnu Getzeh La'avdi, it's not chal right away. And he says the same chiluk as Rashi. He says the Baal can't be chozer, yet it's not going to work until it's Matali Dea Eved. And that if the Baal is Nifter, just like Rashi says, Pakali Rishuse. So the Ketzos asks, what's this chiluk in the Rambam? The Ketzos explains that the case of the Rambam's talking about is where there's some sort of Tanai. That the Adon gave this Shtar Shichur to the Shliach, and he said that I'm giving this to you, that Al Tanai, that it's only going to be Chal when it gets to the hand of the Eved. And the Ketzos says it's Lechora Tanai Me'achshav, that he's saying that once it gets to the out of the Eved, it's going to be Chal from now. Okay, so now we can understand why the shtar is not going to be chal right now, because there is a tanai that it's only going to be chal once it gets to the out of the eved, and lechor the reason that the baal can't be chozer is because he gave it to the eved. Meaning, even though there's a tanai, he was still zocha in the fact that the baal can't be chozer. Okay, now the only question is that we're left with is why la'achar misa can it not be chal? If it's a tanai me'achshav, it can go to mafreya. And if it can go to Mafreya, once it's given Lachar Misa, I Pakalei Rishuse. I don't care if it's Pakalei Rishuse. It's a Tanai Lamafreya. It should work Lahora to back to the Shas Nasina. Okay, so Zakta Ketzais. He explains that it's a Tekanis Chachamim. We hold that there's no such thing as a Get Lachar Misa, and even though Bidin, this should work, it's going to look like a Get Lachar Misa, and therefore that's why we say Lo Yitnu Lachar Misa, and that's how to be Miyashiv Rashi. I'll be the Ketzais Mahalach and the Rambam. That's how we're going to be Miyashiv Shitas Rashi.